alpaca moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
When he said the damsel sleepeth, to the natural mind, that's a lie, she dead. What was he doing? He ain't studying folk. They laughed, they mocked. But when she woke up and walked out that room, it was a whole other story there. What was he doing? He was activating the law of confession. It's a law. It's predictable. It'll work the same every time. I said it'll work the same every time. And sometimes when you say some things, shut up. Stop trying to explain yourself to everybody. Then you get confused. Then you water stuff down. Just say it. Put it out there. Your tongue is a pen of a ready writer. It started writing on that atmosphere. It started breaking stuff down in that environment. Your words have power to manifest a kingdom that you are carrying on the inside. And when you keep on saying it and keep on walking there, what you carry will affect the earth that you walk on. Everything around you starts to conform to the image of who you are. You have what you say. That's the law. So we develop that. There are some renovations. See, sometime God has to take you through a little process. Because every plant that's planted in your spirit or in your mind that God has not planted, he gonna pluck it out. So that you can fully represent him. So that he can fully flow through your life. That's your destiny. That's your purpose, to fully represent him, to have dominion in every domain, not just here and there. More money than you can shake a stick at. Hello? Health, amen, off the charts. Sound mind and full of wisdom. Family, olive plants round about your table. Wife, a fruitful vine about the sides of your house. Amen. Influence in the community. All that is who you are. You're a kingdom child. Amen. That's who you are. Time to rise on up. Amen. Time to rise. Do you know, God will, see, this is the thing. God will prepare your table, not put it in a freeze-dry bag and put it in the freezer. No, your table is prepared in the presence of your enemy. I'm going to go off the charts here a little bit. You know, David told Goliath. He didn't say, you know, he'd been coming out there 40 days, 40 nights, and he was in the second 40 days and 40 nights. 80 services with Goliath. And he was cussing them every service. He's cussing them out. And David said, today. Come on, he didn't say tomorrow. He didn't say next week. He didn't say whenever the Lord will. He said, today. I'm going to feed your carcass to the fowl. Now, look here. God prepared his table. He had nothing to fight with. He didn't take Saul's stuff. As he went to running, I believe somehow them stones appeared. See, because God prepares your table not before your enemy shows up. Not way ahead of time, but Lord, at least show me. No, go ahead. I'll show you as you go. I'll reveal it as you get there. Take no thought what you shall say or what you shall do. David went to running and his eye caught them stones. There they are. Got the five smooth stones, all five of your brothers, you and your brothers coming down. God will prepare some stuff. That's why you got to go public. Stop hiding. Get loud with your faith. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. While you are confessing him, he's confessing you. He's confessing you. Ah. It's a law. Predictable. It always works. It'll never change. Every time. And oh, when you get developed in it and you say it ain't gonna rain at my word. Look out here, the elements go to obeying. Wild beasts go to obeying. Lions lose their appetite. Fire changes the chemistry. Tell somebody, you bad like that. No, tell them, you good like that. For y'all that don't understand the lingo, you know. Tell somebody, I got it like that. I'm a child of God. I'm a king. I'm a priest. And we have a high priest. We bring it to him. He takes it before the Father. He takes it before the angels. This is your portion. This is your portion. No one can stop you but you. That's why we're going to work at renewing the mind, renovating some areas of that mind to see you as he sees you. Those spies said we look like grasshoppers in our sight. But Joshua and Caleb said we are well able to go in and possess the land. Listen, get rid of the word how. Get it out your vocabulary. I don't care how. I don't care how it works. I don't care if it ain't working. It's going to work. I don't care where it come from. It's coming. Get rid of that how. You know, when Gabriel came to Mary, even though she asked, how shall these things be? She wasn't questioning. She was in awe. And she was in awe at this. She said, and then she ended things by saying, be it unto me according to your word. Conception. Now, Zechariah was a little different. Oh, Zach, you know, he first of all, he was afraid. And then he doubted that these things could be because he was old. Elizabeth was old. He was thinking the natural stuff. He was doing all that natural ministration, the ceremonial law and that. And he didn't believe. And he wanted a sign. In so many words, he said, show me a sign. And he said, all right. All right, knucklehead. Since you don't believe, you ain't going to be able to talk. That's going to be your sign. Right away. Shoop. He said, because if I let him talk and he ain't believing, he'll mess this thing up. Here, Elizabeth all vexed in her spirit and crying and not wanting the baby. You go shut up. And by the way, his name gonna be John, not Zechariah Jr. When the time of conception came, when Elizabeth had the child, they said, surely his name is going to be Zachariah. Elizabeth said, no, his name is John. She said, what? John? Ain't no John in y'all. Ain't no Johns around here. Let's go ask Zach. Zach couldn't say nothing. We said, they bought a little piece of paper. His name shall be John. Loosed. What? When he fully came into agreement, there was a loosing. He started prophesying now. He's on fire now. He started decreeing now. Wasn't no stopping Zachariah now. But initially, he wanted a sign. Lord, show me something. You better watch that. That's why I asked that, then you can't talk. He wanted a sign, and the angel had no patience with that. He said, I'm going to do what I have to do to bring this to pass in your life. But Mary said, be it unto me. She got the favor of Joseph covering her. Joseph had a dream, took him into Egypt. No harm came to him. You see, God set things up. When the wise men came, the Chinese guy, the black guy, and the Asian guy, and the white guy, when they all came, they brought him a whole bunch of gold. A whole bunch. Because God was prepping them. He knew they would need that to go into Egypt. They didn't go into Egypt broke, busted, and disgusted. They went into Egypt and lived very well. And then came on back. Huh? So see, when our confession, and Joseph hearkened to the dream, and he, instead of putting her away privately, he covered her. He covered her. Now, we don't get into a whole lot of how deep the shame was that they experienced. Amen. Amen. Jesus growing up being called a bastard, a child of fornication, and all of that stuff. We don't read in a whole lot of that, but there was some stuff he had to rise up above and not get entangled with. Amen? But when we confess him before men. That don't mean that I got to be out somewhere sounding a trumpet, you know, a bullhorn out on the corner talking about what I believe. No, when opportunity comes, I'm not mincing my words. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you do have 5 college degrees and you're a scientist and you know all this. So what? I don't know none of that, but I do know this. The word of God is right. Amen. It'll bring to pass what it says every time. Amen. So stop the compromise. You got to stop it, first of all, internally. Remember, what seed you sow is what seed that will be produced. This is what will be produced. If you're sowing bad seed, you know, I was studying, we'll get into this another time, but I was studying in James chapter 3 about the tongue. And see, life and death is not in the hand of the devil. And it says it's not even in the hand of God, even though he's the author of life. And the devil's the author. But life and death are in the power of man's tongue.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.